Welcome to the Order of Time. Dear visitors, today I would like to talk to you about falling and rising. We human beings fall and rise in our adult control over our lives. This is a process normal to our adult existence. We want to control ourselves and fail in that regularly, and we want to control each other and also fail in that regularly. This is an important subject for the Order of Time, because the concept of control is fundamental to the well-being of us human beings on this planet and the future of our existence on this planet and the existence of the planet itself. So, of course, we want to keep this planet as a nice paradise for ourselves, and for that we control the world. But there's a lot of problems in this controlling the world and each other. This control, closely associated with the control over ourselves, is a dual mind of controlling, which is of which we don't want to have any conflict. We don't want any illusion seeing the world within ourselves different from the world without ourselves. The subject of illusion we discussed, and the subject of control is a very interesting subject, because missing this control over ourselves and each other, we find ourselves in misery or in happiness. So it is very essential to think properly about this control of ourselves. To fall down means to fall as falling from a horse, that you miss the control that you need to live a good life. There was once a philosopher called Krishnamurti who said that controlling the world, everybody tries, but you are yourself the world. The world is in you. You are the world. And from this we may conclude that if that is so, that we, looking around ourselves, can say that it is indeed difficult to be of self-control, to be of association and positive continence to what we call our human existence and the life on the planet. And there's a lot of war going on, and the seas are dying, and we're not all that happy with losing the control over our climate. So these are problems which sometimes have a desperate ring about it. What can we do about it? Individually, we feel pretty helpless. And on a political level, we are dominated by the commercial motives, which seem to be a great hindrance in solving this problem. This problem we have is a problem of consciousness. We are not really aware of the history we have in this control of ourselves. As said before, there are two types of consciousness. The consciousness we have with nature, which is the original control over our material existence, which is the control that we should keep, and which is also the control that we tend to lose, tend to fall from. So next to that natural consciousness, we have a culture consciousness, which is less stable, which is more a compensation of that lack of alignment with the natural order. With the natural order, we have some problems because following the sun and following the moon, we find all kinds of natural irregularities. If you follow the moon, it is not neatly 7 days a week. If you follow the sun, it is not precisely 24 hours that makes a day. Days are sometimes a few seconds longer or a few seconds shorter, which in the time of a week may add up to a couple of minutes. And this one may have in a couple of months a difference of 1/2 hour. Half an hour difference makes a lot of difference, makes the difference between a time which you could call life, living, and a time which you could call death. The vitality is taken out of it by our culture. Relating to this concept of falling and rising to our feet again, of being in control and losing control, this is important. The awareness of the difference between cultural time and natural time is the issue we stress at this site. In our associating with each other and our efforts to be of control in the form of a good government and a pleasant life for ourselves, we have to remember this, this falling and rising to our feet again, which is sometimes very disheartening and taking away our belief. Many people do not believe in God anymore, because God would be an invention of man, and thus there's darkness. We don't see the light of that authority, of that care in the beyond, of that eternal presence with us, who would protect us against all these calamities we face at present in the world. So that there's a link between this lack of control and this despair, this darkness concerning the absence of a controlling order or force which we would call God. The purpose of this site is to restore this notion of order, of this notion of God, in the positive sense. First of all, we must realize what it means to be to rise and to fall. If you rise, you rise up to a certain standard of order, to a certain integrity, whether you call it God or not, whether you consider it your personal self-control or your cultural control. That is what you always try to. You try to defend yourselves as a decent human being, as a character, as a person, as an association or a political party or a culture, which is hopeful, full of belief, faithful to its own standards and values of conduct, of cultural conduct. Associated with the order of time, this results in a vision in which we may separate these two types of consciousness. We have this natural order, which is lawful. It cannot be changed. It is not subject to our human will. To the contrary, all our material existence is subjected to that order. If you want to find stability, if you want to find control, that is the control that will not fail. The natural control is the control that is always there by natural law, as opposed to the human type of control, which we install culturally, and which is more like a compensation. We do not perfectly align with the sun and the moon because of the trouble I discussed. Because leaping to the moon is difficult. The moon is not that regular. If you put it on a calendar, we see it sometimes in 6 days, presenting a new phase of the moon, and sometimes in 7 days or even 8 days, depending on how the table associates with the calendar. So this irregularity is a problem, because of which it lost its cultural value as a perfect alignment. We derived the order of the week we have now, but that is a strict linear order. And as we explained before, this linearity is a compensation, a compensation of our lack of talent or lack of grip on this dynamic reality, which is nature. But this dynamic reality is what the point is that I'm making now. This dynamic reality is what controls us. This is the control over our lives. This is how we evolved, and this is how all beings in nature are controlled. We are subjected to this control of the natural law. And our culture in defiance with it is presenting us with a problem. We don't feel quite in order. We are dissatisfied within the confinement of our own cultures. We can pray to this, which is one type of approach to solve this problem. But we also discuss this in Parliament. This dissatisfaction, because, well, it is not exactly to the point about the order of time or about nature, even though we have green parties. It is often expressed in an ego type of manner in different political parties, who each for themselves take a different position concerning our fields of action and concerning our civil values, our civil virtues. These different ego systems are often in conflict, together with the religions praying for realignment with the natural order, with the command of God, as it is called then. And the political parties, who have each their own separate ego, their own limited interest, all these parties tend to be in conflict, and we see them waging war, we see them repressing each other, and we see also victims of those wars, as well as victims of those political parties, so strong in their repressions. We have people who may be called the have-nots, and we have people who may be called the haves, those who have and those who have not. And I'm not affiliated with any political party as such. I'm not a socialist telling you that to be one in the social interest would be the solution to this problem. Nor am I a liberal person who says, well, each has his own individual responsibility, and that is all I can do for you. I do not support any of these separated interests. I defend, with the order of time, I defend the integrity of these different interests, because, as I discussed before, these different parties are all part of the same order of the fields of action and the civil virtues we discussed before. So these symptoms we try to fight with politics, with religion, and also in science. We have many philosophies and lecturing professors who are talking about all kinds of things, but do not realize that it's all part of the same cultural consciousness, of the same confinement, of the same imprisonment in this system, which is full of compensation, which is a compensation itself, missing the dynamics of nature. The feeling that we have of being locked up in our culture is what we call psychology. We suffer a certain psychology in which we feel uncertain, in which we feel an identity conflict. We don't know who we are anymore. We feel betrayed. We feel inferior. We feel, in one word, all kinds of psychic trouble, which is also called sometimes a cultural neurosis. We try everything, but it doesn't really work, because we are like prisoners in a prison and we can't get out of this. We're constantly opposing, and even man and wife can hardly live together anymore these days with the same psychological problem. The point I'm making at this site is that with the order of time, we have fallen from this original order of nature in which this psychology of ours dissolves, because realigning to the laws of nature, which I propose to do with the order of time I defend at this site, realigning with the order of nature, these psychological symptoms disappear. The authority returns, and clarity also returns as to what kind of norms and standards we would have to live to be in control with ourselves and rise back to our feet. And this restoration of the human self-respect, this restoration of our self-control, and also the control of our societies within and between each other, as well as our relationship with nature, the way our capacity to care for the planet and to preserve it for the next generations. This is what I defend at this site. This site is divided in different departments of analysis and art, of spirituality, which is often yoga-oriented, and how to transcend the material self for the sake of the more happy soul. But it's also of political consciousness, investigating the political possibilities of professing this kind of knowledge. It's also religious, associated with Hinduism, Gnosticism, the integration of these approaches, associated also with Buddhism and even with Taoism. So, and on top of that, this site also defends the scientific interest, which is simply tables and paradigms, as well as a philosophical interest of properly weighing all the arguments and investigating the structure of knowledge concerned with this interest. So this all together we call the integration of phylognosy. And about falling and rising, we are very clear in this phylognosy. In phylognosy, we rise back to our feet of our classical human self-respect relating to the original order, which is the natural order. And if you fall down, we suffer all these kinds of symptoms, psychological symptoms of missing that natural order, of being locked up in our own restricted in our own reductionistic vision of life and time, in which we do not really cope with the dynamics of nature as they are, and in which we tend to feel miserable because of the dead rut that the linear time presents us. 7 days, 7 days, 7 days, 7 days. In psychology, we learn that such a repetition kills our consciousness. It's killing the mind. Not so much. It's killing the spirit, and it makes our mind a troubled mind, a mind full of worries. Worries we do not even understand anymore in our psychology, because we missed this science, in fact, of knowing what would be the legal or the lawful order. Because the legal and the lawful order are not the same anymore. The state laws about time serve the commercial interest of railroads and telephones and television sets, who do not really support are supportive of the person who tries to align with the natural order. And this alignment is what we call rising to our feet again. And it's difficult to develop this integrity, first for yourself and then with your fellow human beings, because a paradigm is a strong thing. It is a system which you cannot simply step out of. And so we have these four different options of dealing with this problem of time. I mentioned two already, which is prayer and political debate, but there are also two more options. One thing you can do as a third option is to know the difference, to have one clock at home set to the sun. There's an internet page. You can find it from the index page of the Order of Time .com and also .org, by the way. That is one thing you can do. You can also mark your calendar with the lunar phases, which are irregular, but regular enough to restore your link to nature. So that gives an option of knowing the difference between the system that we are caught in and the natural order that would help us back to our feet. The fourth option is simply not going for the difference anymore, but consequently meditating and aligning and finding peace with the natural order. So in that case, you wouldn't care about the traditional order of the week or the standard time as given by television sets and the system in general. This last option is a difficult one, because it makes you a bit a stranger in your own town, because you have a different agenda and a different sense of time. And that is you need to be a hero to find a life with that. But for some, there might be no other solution, because all other options were tried. But in general, I hope to have explained now the difference between falling down from this lawful order of nature and rising back to our feet and getting rid of our psychology of self-doubt, illusion, and conflict, internal and external. This is what I wanted to tell you today. I thank you for your attention.